businesses already use Stamps.com. Stop wasting time, go into the post office, and go to Stamps.com instead. There's no risk, and with my promo code CHARLIE, you get a special offer that includes a 4-week trial plus free postage and a digital scale. Just go to Stamps.com, click on the microphone at the top of the homepage, and type in CHARLIE. That's Stamps.com, promo code CHARLIE. In 1857, the SS Central, also known as the Gold Ship, sank with 9.1 tons of gold on board. Valued at $2.1 million, that is the modern-day equivalent to hundreds of millions of dollars, the greatest American treasure ever discovered at sea. Today, Noble Gold, a California-based company with a pristine reputation, has a share of these coins available to their clients. Over 7,000 gold coins, mostly $1, $5, and $20, gold coins from 1840 to 1857 were recovered from the SS Central America shipwreck. Most of these coins were from the Ship of Gold, were quickly acquired by private collectors when the coins were first brought to the market in 2000. Now, Noble Gold's clients can get this unforgettable part of American history at a fair, affordable valuation. Contact Noble Gold and ask about the Kirk shipwreck deal. To receive this unique offer, visit NobleGoldInvestments.com and then call a Noble Gold representative to ask about the shipwreck coins. It's time to tell better stories at your parties by showcasing a one-of-kind coins from collection destined to rise in value. NobleGoldInvestments.com.
Prescription products require an online consultation. Restrictions apply. See website for full details and important safety information.
My husband's ED was affecting our marriage. When he first started experiencing ED, it was difficult for both of us. We didn't know who to talk to about it or where to get help. Hims was our answer. Hims connected my husband with a licensed provider online. He was able to get medication to treat his ED at a fraction of the price people pay for the name brand. It was delivered to our door, and guess what? Our sex life is back. It works.
Right now, get your first online provider's visit totally free when you go to 4hims.com/love. Yep, free. No copay, no expensive appointments, and no awkward face-to-face conversations. Just the care you need.
Thanks to Hims, we got our sex life and our marriage back.
To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/love. That's 4hims.com/love for your free online visit. FORHIMS.com/LOVE.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, AM 670 KMZQ Las Vegas. Locally owned and operated by Kemp Broadcasting and Digital Outdoor.
Breaking news this hour at townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Officials say a tornado swept through communities in heavily populated suburban Chicago last night. The storm damaged some 100 homes, toppled trees, knocked out power, and caused a lot of injuries, according to Woodbridge Police Chief Brian Cunningham, who spoke to ABC 7.
People couldn't get out of their garages. There was damage to the doors. There was debris in the way. Some people were elderly. Some people were had medical issues. They were on oxygen. So numerous calls that way. Luckily for us, a lot of neighbors were helping each other.
Giving a news conference was Woodbridge Police Chief Brian Cunningham. His comments airing courtesy of ABC 7 Chicago. Meanwhile, Vice President Kamala Harris highlighted the Biden administration's efforts to expand child care and relieve the financial pressure of parenthood, discussing new guidance on $15 billion worth of grants to support child care programs.
The increase and the expansion of the child tax credit is one of the most important, one of the most impactful parts of the American Rescue Plan. On Child Tax Credit Awareness Day, we are getting the word out about this tax relief.
Claudette has returned to tropical storm strength as it nears the coast of the Carolinas. In an interview for WHERE TV, Angela Spears of East Bruin, Alabama, says she's thankful to be alive.
It had to be the good Lord. It was the good Lord. I mean, for somebody to get taken out their house and throwed around and stuff, it was a good Lord. He spared my life.
And she's very thankful today. She says that the tornado left only a few bricks in the steps where her home used to be. On Wall Street, the Dow Jones Industrial Average had a booming session today. It was up by 586 points. The NASDAQ up by 111. More from townhall.com.
Mounds and mounds of fur. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she's 10 years old. She has dandruff and an oily coat.
I have two cats, Zippy and Daisy. Daisy sheds like crazy.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
DINOVITE.com. cats.com. I just tried this wonderful Catalicious Dynavite for cats, and my cat has been on it for 2 weeks. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore. It is just the best.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog. To introduce my cat to Dynavite, I took the advice from Dynavite and put their food on top of just a scoop in the bowl just to get them used to it, because I know if I even switch one little thing, they put their nose up to it. There was not one problem.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
D-I-N-O-V-I-T-E.
Hey, Kevin Wall here. Happy to talk about someone I've known and respected for quite a while. Mark Hutchison. Mark most recently served as our state's lieutenant governor. And now he's back full-time at his law firm, Hutchison & Steffen. One of the ways he and his partners help businesses is when they face a dispute with the government. Sometimes clients are caught up in a blizzard of regulations, rules, or procedures of a particular government body. Federal, state, county, even city. Sometimes they must appear at hearings or attempt to negotiate a resolution or even fight a decision in court. No matter the problem or the need, if your business becomes entangled with government, you need the skills of the lawyers at Hutchison & Steffen. They'll help you resolve your dispute with the government so you can focus on what you do best, taking care of business. Call 702-385-2500. That's 702-385-2500. Or visit hutchlegal.com. Get the help you need and get out of the government maze. Hutchison & Steffen, your go-to law firm for administrative and regulatory law matters.
It's 3:04. This is your KMZQ News Flash. I'm Jim Dallas. Las Vegas' streak of hitting 113 degrees or higher ended finally at 5 days, as McCarran reported yesterday's high at 112. Wednesday was the hottest day of the five-day stretch, reaching 116, just 1 degree short of the all-time high. After the excess of heat warning expired last night, a bit of relief is on the way. Tomorrow's high is forecast to hit 104, followed by 100 degrees on Wednesday. The National Weather Service says the average high for this time of the year is 101. Vashti Cunningham gave her dad a unique Father's Day gift. The Bishop Gorman grad high jumped 6 feet 5 inches to take first and earn a spot on the U.S. Olympic team for the upcoming Tokyo Games. The 23-year-old made the team for the Rio Games in 2016, finishing in 13th place. Cunningham was the country's top-ranked high school jumper in 2015. She's coached by her father, former NFL and UNLV star quarterback Randall Cunningham. So congratulations to both of them. Nicholas Waugh's rebound goal just a minute into overtime gave the Vegas Golden Knights a 2-1 win over Montreal in Game 4 of the Stanley Cup semifinals. Game 5 is going to be tomorrow night at T-Mobile.
KMZQ On-Time Traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
I know it's Monday, but you're still bumper-to-bumper there through the resort corridor of Interstate 15, northbound at Sunset, southbound at Oakey, very slow. Some congestion on the southern beltway as well, 215 westbound of Valley Verde. And you're touch and go as you work your way through the Spaghetti Bowl, 515 eastbound at Main Street.
I want you to know that the movement we started is only just beginning. There's never been anything like it. The belief that a nation must serve its citizens will not dwindle, but instead only grow stronger by the day. As long as the American people hold in their hearts deep and devoted love of country, then there is nothing that this nation cannot achieve.
Check it out.
I go from this majestic place with a loyal and joyful heart, an optimistic spirit, and a supreme confidence that for our country and for our children, the best is yet to come.
It ain't about how hard you hit. It's about how hard you can get hit and keep moving forward. How much you can take and keep moving forward. That's how winning is done.
Ladies and gentlemen, Kevin Wall.
Fun lovers and truth seekers, you have come to the right place. It's live and local for a Monday, June 21st. Good to have you with us. The heat is subsiding a little bit, and that is always good. Always good, though, to have on Mondays Victor Jakes, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and he joins us. Victor, you guys keeping cool?
We survived. I don't know if I'd go with cool, but we made it through, and... Hopefully that we can do the next 3 months. So.
Wow. What'd you do over the weekend? Did you like stay indoors or did you get outside?
We were mostly inside. We do have a pool, so we were able to enjoy that. And it's nice with the heat coming a little earlier in the summer. My pool water's not boiling yet, so it was actually relaxing.
What is your sense? And I've been out. I was at South Point the other night, and the place was packed. What is your sense of the comeback, the economic comeback for our community? Are we on the way? Are things moving in the right direction?
Yeah, they absolutely are. And I mean, you've hit on the first part of it is, people are getting out, whether they be tourists from California, whether they just be locals excited to get out and enjoy all that Vegas has to offer. I mean, the next step is really the convention. And we started to have those come back, the World of Concrete show. Seemed to be very successful, and hopefully that paves the way for a lot more big conventions. And then the third part is really the international tourists. And I think there's still, some hiccups there with travel restrictions. But, hopefully soon that piece comes into place too, and we're looking at a full comeback for Las Vegas.
Now, I know today we heard that American Airlines is cutting back 1,000 flights, something like that. Is it going to be tougher to do with reductions in schedule because they just don't have the people to staff the flights?
I think once the demand comes back, the flights will come back. So, I think what's kind of amazing is we haven't seen more flight cutbacks than we have. I mean, obviously the Fed played a role in that with all the money they doled out. But I mean, it's not surprising to see the flight cutbacks, and hopefully when demand is where it should be. Those jobs and those flights will come back.
I am curious, though, the whole notion of cutbacks because people simply won't come back. Do you see more states giving back federal money? I mean, is that going to start happening in a more widespread way? Because there are a lot of people that are sitting home that shouldn't be sitting home.
Well, there are. I mean, there's tons of stories in our paper, the Review Journal, about restaurants who can't find people to work. Certainly, we've seen that nationally, where people are saying, "Hey, getting paid what's a full time wage or very close to a full time wage, and being able to sit on my couch, that's a pretty good deal." I don't think we're necessarily going to see any cutbacks anymore, just because I think Republican governors who are going to do it have done it. And I don't think Democrat governors, even if they think it's a good idea, are going to, kind of slap Joe Biden in the face that way. I think politically they just don't think it's going to be feasible. Maybe Congress comes together, but, chances of Congress coming together to do something quickly, I'm not too optimistic.
Well, and in fact, talking about Congress, Congress is in... but they're not in for long because they got the 4th of July break, which is essentially their summer break. And that's why the Biden administration views at least this week as a very critical week. We got the infrastructure bill, SB1. We've got all kinds of different legislation that Biden and his administration are trying to put forward. Do you think Congress will come together on any of this?
I think the infrastructure bill is the most likely. There was talk last week that there was a kind of a bipartisan compromise with Senator Manchin and some Republicans agreeing to a package. I mean, I think the hard thing is for Democrats is their majority in the House and the Senate is so small that if any liberals kind of want to make any liberal Congress people want to kind of draw headlines for themselves, they could just say, look, this doesn't go far enough, we're opposing it, we're not going to give in to Republican obstruction, and they could kill the bill that way. So it's going to be really interesting to see what happens with infrastructure. The voting reform stuff, I think, is just not going to go anywhere. It was pretty amazing last week. Senator Manchin came out with a compromise bill and said, you know, I'll do voter ID for all this other stuff. And then all of a sudden Democrats were like, yeah, voter ID is fine. You know, no, we've never opposed voter ID. It's pretty amazing to watch.
No, but the idea that we might end up with voter ID, that would be a thing that most Republicans would really like, right?
Oh, yeah. Well, that part of the bill is great. And then you get to the rest of it, and it's, you know, federal spending for campaigns. You know, it would take the power to redistrict away from states. It'd be mandatory early voting, no excuse not to see voting, I think. And, you know, the biggest problem is just you'd have the feds running every state election, and there's just no reason for that to happen. But, it, you know, that was the olive branch that Manchin was going to offer Republicans with voter ID. And it was just amazing to see people like Stacey Abrams come out and say, oh, yeah, no, we'd be totally fine with voter ID. No big deal. You know, not like 2 months ago you were saying it was the new Jim Crow or something.
And let me just say, can you go back through the history? Because I know you've studied this kind of stuff before. And I keep asking myself, where did we come to this notion where elections are local issues? Is that in the Constitution? Is it somewhere else?
You know, I think it's just been practice. You know, obviously the Constitution, you know, the kind of premise of the Constitution is that the federal government's powers are limited, and if things can be done at a lower level, it should be. There actually is, you know, I think a lot stronger constitutional justification for election laws than probably most people think. But Congress does have powers for, you know, to set some rules. After the Civil War with the 14th and 15th Amendment, they have some pretty explicit powers. But not, those powers are more if they're like a poll tax is implemented or something. You know, you can't do that. The Congress can come in and basically enforce the 14th and 15th Amendment. So, but I think it's just kind of been the way it's been done. You know, I mean, the states are all different. It's, you know, the administration of it is done. And I mean, it's a huge logistical challenge to run elections all over the country. And, you know, frankly, the federal government's not great at handling logistical issues, and it's been much better off leaving it to the state.
Again, Victor Jenks joining us, the Las Vegas Review-Journal three-time-a-week columnist joining us. And the president now is trying to jam all of this down our throats before the 4th of July break. Is that unfair to America? I mean, he goes away for 8 days abroad. Granted, he met with Putin and all of that. But the fact is, he's trying to do all that and trying to jam all this down our throats, you know, with kind of a deadline of the 4th of July.
Yeah, I mean, part of it's just politics. You're trying to create a sense of urgency, because if there's not a sense of urgency, it's just not going to happen. You know, and the thing is that Congress has to stand up for itself, too, and say, look, we've got our input we want to put on the bill. If we want this bill, we'll you know, drive the vote forward. I think Schumer has said that there is going to be a vote on the voting bill, even though I don't think they're going to have they don't have the votes at the moment, and I certainly don't think they're going to get the votes without jettisoning the filibuster. So, I'm not opposed to the idea of, deadlines and trying to say, look, you got to get this done by a certain point. And it's not like, we've had 72 hours to look at this stuff. You know, when they print the final bill and we've got 20 minutes to read it, that'll be concerning. But, you know, I don't think him saying, well, let's get this done by the end of the month is all that bad.
More coming up with Victor Jenks, three-time-a-week columnist for the Las Vegas Review-Journal. We get a chance to visit with him every week. He's going on vacation soon. We'll talk about that a little bit later as well. As we continue right here on AM 670 KMZQ.
Listen to your radio again on the weekend. On Sunday, you can enjoy The Jesus Christ Show, Gun Talk, Frontlines of Freedom, and Hillary Kramer's Millionaire Maker. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
There's a reason approved certified pre-owned Jaguars enjoy such an outstanding reputation. They were once new Jaguars. Hi, this is Ray DiNardi. With the 100,000-mile approved certified warranty, pre-owned Jaguars still have plenty of life left in the tank. They're like new in every respect and waiting to take you on many more exhilarating drives. Come find yours today at Jaguar Land Rover Las Vegas, 6425 Roy Horn Way, or visit us online at jlrlv.com.
A union we can count on.
A union with a legacy, known for hard work and getting things done. We're the ones who built this city with pride. Our members are our family, and their well-being is our number one priority. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
Coach Pete on his Core and Explore strategies.
So the Core is safe money, but it's also money that you know what kind of income you're going to get from it. It gives you that peace of mind all the way through retirement, by the way, knowing what your income's going to be at the absolute minimum. Could be more, never less. Then the Explore is taking risk, more risk than you ever imagined, because you already got your Core in place.
Call 888-702-8898 or text Vegas to 888-702-8898. We've made it easy for you. Call or text the word Vegas to 888-702-8898.
Hello, this is Jared Fisher. I'm a business owner, community thought leader, and a previous candidate for governor. As the owner of Las Vegas Cycry and Escape Adventures, I know the importance of exercise and spending time in the outdoors, and I know the amazing outdoor experiences we have in Nevada. Las Vegas Cycry has kids bikes, affordable hybrid bikes, mountain bikes, and road bikes. We also have a wide variety of the latest electric bikes, which affords the opportunity for those who want to ride a bike again but have some physical limitations. For more information, visit LasVegasCycry.com. And for those of you interested in a guided biking or hiking outdoor tour, visit EscapeAdventures.com for gift cards and a one-of-a-kind outdoor adventure. Our phone number is 702-596-2953. We're located at 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215. That's 10575 Discovery Drive at the exit ramp of Town Center and 215.
Guys and gals, by now you know there are non-invasive and minimally invasive medical solutions to hair restoration without side effects, right?
No.
Okay, so you don't know. Doctors of Hair use only clinically proven treatments, from platelet-rich plasma hair therapy that uses your own platelets to stimulate stem cells deep in your hair follicle to halt hair loss and regrow hair, to the FDA-cleared clinical hair restoration laser that's proven to regrow hair, to neo-graft hair transplants that offer discreet, natural-looking results in a week or less with no linear scarring. All of these services are administered by Doctors of Hair caring medical professionals, experts at understanding how devastating hair loss can be at any age. Treatments work for both men and women wanting a natural, thicker head of hair without side effects.
Doctors of Hair, call now, 702-751-0086. That's 702-751-0086 or online at doctorsofhair.com.
Doctors of Hair, now you know.
The COVID-19 pandemic is scary. It's changing the way our children are growing up. It's important to talk to our kids how they're feeling about what's going on. From toddler to high school, there are resources to help. Visit nvhealthresponse.nv.gov for more resources to help your family cope with the issues facing families amid the pandemic. Sponsored by the U.S. Department of Homeland Security, Nevada Division of Emergency Management, and your local emergency manager's office. Aired in cooperation with the Nevada Broadcasters Association and this station.
Broadcasting live from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, this is Live and Local with Kevin Wall on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
So good to have you with us. Good to have Victor Jakes alongside, Las Vegas Review-Journal columnist. And I'm curious, we have seen more and more candidates come out and announce for election. We have Sam Peters, we have Jesse Turner, we have a handful of gubernatorial candidates. Is that a new trend to like way out front be announcing campaigns?
Yeah, I think it is. I think it's people are realizing the advantage of starting early. I mean, I think you go back to the presidential campaigns and it just seems like earlier and earlier, you know, we're already thinking about, well, is Ron DeSantis going to run and what happens if Trump runs? And I think candidates are just kind of bowing to that reality of, well, if I'm going to run, then you know, I might as well start raising money.
Wow. Big day at the Supreme Court, U.S. Supreme Court siding with ex-athletes. And I'm just curious, a lot of people are saying this means that it really changes the dynamics of paying current athletes. I'm not sure how broad this decision is today by the U.S. Supreme Court, but I'm curious if you think it's going to change the way we do intercollegiate athletics.
Well, I think it's a step towards that. So what the court did today, my understanding is they said basically the universities could offer, had greater freedom to offer educational benefits. So like a laptop, you know, you're going to a class, they could give you a laptop. And I don't think it's, you know, oh, tomorrow we're starting to pay athletes, but I think the court certainly signaled that, you know, if a case came before them, they might, you know, go further than just the educational benefits. And certainly you're seeing that with state legislatures. And I think it makes a lot of sense. I mean, the athletes are the one creating the product, and at the moment, you know, when it comes to the money, everyone's benefiting but them, and I don't think that's going to be sustainable.
Do we think that, wink, wink, nod, nod, we should just proclaim intercollegiate athletics as a professional sport? Because
yeah,
it is.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, I don't know. You look at some of these major football programs and basketball programs, you see how much revenue they're bringing to the schools. I mean, I don't have any problem paying them, $400,000 or something. I don't know. I mean, I guess, you know, there's a big amateur thing, but I mean, they're amateur in name only and not getting paid.
Well, but what about the woman gymnast or the male gymnast for that matter? Should they be paid?
Yeah. Well, if someone wants to pay them, I think that's great. I mean, I think what you're going to see is the money is going to go to the sports that bring in TV revenue and other revenue, and you're going to have, you know, sports like, swimming or wrestling or golf that just don't bring in very much money, and I think you'll probably just see the same situation. Or maybe some donor really wants a great, you know, golf team at the school, and then they provide a stipend, and that attracts top athletes. But you're certainly not going to see the money evenly distributed, and you shouldn't be, because the, you know, some sports are just more popular than others.
But declaring intercollegiate athletics as professional just on its face doesn't really bother you.
No, it doesn't. And I haven't. It's not an issue I thought a lot about. So maybe there are some good counter arguments, but I mean, I don't know what they are at the moment.
By the way, I wanted to get back to the gubernatorial race for just one second. A number of candidates have already said that they're going to run to replace Steve Sisolak. Does anybody stick out of the group that's announced? And is there anybody out there that maybe ought to be jumping into this thing real quick?
Well, I mean, Dean Heller, I think, is going to go in as the front runner. He certainly hasn't officially announced, but I've been told by more than one person that he's in. He's making fundraising calls. And if there was a really strong Trump candidate, I think that person would be the logical, you know, person to think is number two. We don't really have that. I mean, Sheriff Lombardo is a Republican. He's won countywide twice here in Clark County. But you know, his record on gun issues, on sanctuary city issues, is really weak. And I think he's just going to have a hard time in the primary. North Las Vegas Mayor John Lee, I kind of put him in third. And, you know, he's actually got a really good record. I think, you know, on the issues, he's good. But, you know, having been a Democrat when Barack Obama was in office, I think that's going to hurt him. Joey Gilbert, an attorney up in Reno without any political experience announced. I mean, you know, high-energy guy, throws a lot of fire. Not sure how much traction he'll get. But it's going to be quite the race. I mean, it is really going to be a get-your-popcorn-out and see-what-happens race.
I know that one of the things that we've talked about before is the idea that Republicans need to clear the field, so to speak. And Mark Hutchison has talked about that, and it's one of the reasons why he did not run, is that he wants Republicans to coalesce around a candidate or a couple of candidates just to save money and to save wear and tear on the candidates. Do you think that will happen? Do you think that gradually we'll see folks drop out?
Not among the top tier. I mean, I don't think you're going to see Heller or Lombardo or Lee get out. And first, I don't think any of them should get out. I mean, I think they all have cases where they think they have a path to victory. And I agree with Hutchison and theory that, it's nice to save money. It's nice to have party unity. But, you know, that assumes you have a really strong candidate. And I mean, I'm sorry, just none of those candidates are jumping off the page to Republicans and saying, oh yeah, that's a clear front runner. I mean, there's a reason that you know, I'm assuming Laxalt is going to run for Senate, and there's a reason no one's going to challenge him, because he's going to win, right? There's zero doubt that he would win a primary that if he got into it. And you just don't have that in the governor's race. And I think it's okay to, you know, for the candidates to go out there and prove their